Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Game second hour on this Tuesday, live from Floyd Stadium here at MTSU. Blue Raiders getting ready for a new season. Jake Lyman with you here. Connor Newton, Nick Frazier back at our Busy Bee Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning Game Nashville Studios, home of the $99 yearly Beehive membership, where the buzz is always about great service. Guys, we have a very special guest with us to start off the second hour. Big Joe Dubin.
What's going on, man?
The analyst for the Blue Raider Network.
Yeah.
Nick, I don't know if you've met him before, but if you want to introduce yourself.
Hey, Joe, my name is Nick. Nice to meet you. They call me Dr. Crane around the office, but
Yeah, I don't know who came up with that one. But.
I think I've caught your show a few times. Big fan of it. Love it. Love everything you guys do. Dr. Crane, right?
Yes. Thank you very much. I appreciate the kind words.
Thanks.
Big Joe out here getting ready for a new season. Blue Raiders coming off a 3-9 year, but I was watching practice today. I mean, some big plays for the offense. You can see the size of the team. I think there's been some physical development for this squad.
Yeah.
What are you excited for most heading into the 2026 year?
Well, I just did a lot of Blue Raider Insider with Chip Walters, who I love. We just kind of did a two-hour show, and you know, it's a lot to tell from practice, right? I mean,
right.
It's good. But the guy that was just sitting over here by the name of Roman Gagliano, number 16, the quarterback.
Yeah.
Let me tell you something. And I drive Chip Walters crazy, and I drive Chase crazy, and I drive Dr. Crane crazy. I like deep balls, right? I like the ball down the field.
Yep.
I like pushing it. And Roman Gagliano, when things break down, he's like a raw Brett Favre. He's just going to throw the ball. He might get interception, but the next play he's going to right back at it. But the guys love it. And at Western Kentucky, he came in, and it was like that the second half. I mean, Roman just commanded the offense.
Yeah.
They won a couple big games down the stretch. But I'm telling you, the confidence that young man has, he's got a couple good receivers. You could keep him upright. You're winning some ball games this year.
Yeah, and you got to see him, like you said, last year as a freshman stepping in and in relief duty. I don't think he expected to play much with
right.
a guy like Nick Vadiato in front of him. But
correct.
You got to see some of that raw potential, and now with a year of development, you expect to see some big things from him this year.
Yeah, and that's his team. And I love the name. You know, Roman's Empire we're going to use throughout the year and everything. But he's just a good dude, man. And the guys rally around him. The coaches love him. He holds these guys accountable. He's
yep.
tall. He's big. He's strong. He's walking behind you right now. I mean, so that's what you want from a quarterback.
Yeah.
It's funny, in Conference USA, every team has a really dynamic, different quarterback. One team's got a quarterback that's 5'10", 180 pounds. You can't stop him.
Yep.
Liberty's got a guy 6'5", 240. It's like he should be a tight end. It's all different in the league. It's really a fun league to watch. And now we got that guy
right.
with his receivers. It's going to be fun.
Yeah, and I think we've seen it across all of college football. I mean, Indiana is the biggest example of it, about how quick things can turn around. It's one good transfer class,
yep.
one good offseason. You can get things moving in the right direction really quickly, and I think that's the hope this year for the Blue Raiders is that, yeah, maybe a disappointing season last year, but with a quarterback like that
right.
and some transfers coming in, you could really get things going.
Well, I know that. Nobody's going to feel sorry for you.
Right.
Right? And so you can't now – Derek Mason can't go in the locker room and say, remember last year when Western took us to the wire? Well, 57 guys weren't here.
Right.
So they don't know, and they don't really care, right? And it's like we just have to go out and play games and win games and do our best. But we all talked to a lot of coaches today, and like every coach is going to tell you this during the camp, and you love to hear it. It's like accountability. Everybody's all in. We love what we see. But it all comes down to that first game.
Yep.
Last year, Austin Peay came down here. We all know, kicked Middle's butt left
yeah.
and right. And that kind of dictated the season. So now you got Murray State coming in here. And Murray State's a decent football team, but you can't let what happened last year happen this year. That's your Super Bowl. You win that game, and you go forward with a lot of confidence, and you feel good about yourself, and that's what it's about.
Yeah, I do think that game one, it's not everything, but it tells you a lot about the way your season's going to go. We see it across all sports. I mean, you get off to a good start, you get that good feeling in the locker room, that
right.
can go a long way, and I think that game right here at Floyd Stadium against Murray State is going to be really important for this team.
Well, look at Vandy's first game.
Yeah, Austin Peay.
Look at Tennessee's first game.
Furman.
Yeah, right? So, and I tell people, I like games like this because evidently, what's going to happen in the game, they're going to score a touchdown, and the second team long snapper is going to be needs to be in the game, and he's drinking water, right? So you have to get all how many times have you called a game on extra point and you see the right guard sprinting out
yeah.
there, right, with 8 seconds? I mean, so the first game, you win, but you take care of all that, get guys ready to go. That's why 3 years ago they played Alabama first game. right? Yeah. And they did well, and it was 10-7 in the second quarter, and Middle misses a field goal late in the second quarter.
Right.
You make that field goal. You're tied at 10 going to half. You miss the field goal. Alabama takes it over, and then you're like, you have a lot of confidence. A lot of guys beat up after that.
Yeah, and that's one of those things in those games where there's so little room for error. It's like you give Alabama an inch, they're going to take a mile, and it can run away from you. But you look at the schedule to start for Middle Tennessee State. You get Murray State here at home. Then you get a road trip to Marshall, who Marshall kind of an up-and-down
lost
program.
A lot of people.
Yeah.
Marshall's opening game is at Penn State.
Oh, wow.
So if you're the Blue Raider fan, you're like, all right, I like this.
Right, maybe a little letdown game there in week two.
Yeah, because Matt Campbell for Penn State, that he wants to win that first game.
Yes, he does.
He might be Marshall 80-0.
Yeah, that would not go over well, I think, there in Happy Valley.
Right.
After you fire James Franklin for not winning the big game, it's
yes.
Like, well, you would have beaten Marshall in week one. That's
right, you would have, yeah.
And then you get Nevada in week three, which that was a great game on the road in Reno last
right.
year. So a return trip here to Murfreesboro. That non-conference schedule, I think it's an opportunity to build some confidence for this team heading into the Conference USA.
Well, I mean, all three of those games were winnable. They
right.
go to Jacksonville State. They lost a lot of people. And then you go attack Kansas, and then you start conference play after that. It's the conference games that really, really matter. We know this.
Yeah.
But the non-conference where you kind of build the depth, the camaraderie, the accountability, the fun and all that.
Yeah.
So, but it all goes back to one game, Murray State. That's it. That's all you should be concerned about right now is Murray State.
Dr. Crane and Connor, I know you guys are proud Blue Raider alums. You got any questions for Big Joe about the upcoming year?
Yeah, absolutely. Joe Dubin, host of the Chasing Big Joe show, is on with us. Wow,
thanks.
What an honor.
Sure.
No, just looking at this MTSU roster, you mentioned Roman Gagliano, but like the defensive side of the ball, there's only about three or four transfers that, you know, the one and only Derek Mason has gone to grab. It seems like there are a lot of returners on that defensive side of the ball.
Well, it's good, but, you know, sometimes, I mean, the offenses in the Conference USA, man, some of them are very dynamic, some of them are go, 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 but you got to be able to stop them, and that's been the problem the last 2 years, is you haven't been able to really stop these defenses or the offenses in Conference USA. So, look, they lost their leader, Parker Hughes, got drafted by the Jags, which, by the way, I did not know this till today. Parker Hughes was the only Conference USA player to get drafted.
Really?
Yep, seventh round to the Jags. So you lose your heartbeat. You're captain on defense. You got to replace him, step up. If the defense can just be average this year, this football team could win 7 or 8 games. I mean, if they've just averaged, they've not been really good the last couple of years, but, you know, they've had a lot of attrition. A lot of guys have left,
yep.
gone on to D1, got drafted in the NFL, so it's part of the game now. But if you can bring guys in here that can compete, play hard, and let offense roll, I mean, you got something special here.
Yeah, and you also have just a bunch of upperclassmen at the wide receiver portion of this offense. Marcus Allen being a graduate transfer from the one and only Eastern Michigan. I think that's a beneficial thing for a quarterback like Roman Gagliano, who's only a sophomore. And also, too, just solidifying that left side of the line with Tripp Reese and Adrian Crespin.
Well, Tripp Reese is 6'7", 350. I mean, he walks into a room, it's a solar eclipse. I mean, he's massive. But here's the best part. He's quick, right? You don't see – I mean, they say he completes these box jumps. So he's athletic and he's good. You keep your quarterback upright, you win ball games. You
yeah.
talk any quarterback at any level, it's like, how'd it go today? Well, I was tough, had pressure all day. You give him time to throw, a quarterback can carve you apart. And I think Roman Gagliano can do that. Thanks, Nick, for the question.
Yeah, appreciate it.
You're very
Nick.
Welcome. Yeah, you're very welcome.
Connor, you got anything back there?
Yeah. it is funny talking about guys I went to class with like 6 months ago. But anyways.
That's true, yeah.
you mentioned Roman Gagliano and how he's kind of coming into his own as a quarterback. How much do you think playmakers like Nazee Cox coming back, Jakeel Middlebrook at your running back position, how much of an impact do you think playmakers like that can play on his season?
Well, I think that's a great question, and I think, look, here's the deal now. You don't have time to build years with guys. You have about 4 to 5 months to really build that. You can work out together. You can throw on the side of the field together, but practice time is invaluable. And some of these guys, you get spring ball with them, but now you get fall camp. If you can get on the same page quickly and early and have your guy, that one guy or that one or two guys for a quarterback, it's really well. It's any team going on. I'm telling you, the way Roman Gagliano throws the ball down the field with depth, with accuracy, and short passes, he just fires that ball in there. If there's a way not to show MTSU games on football so other schools don't see him, I would love it, because I'm telling you, he's that good of a quarterback. He's got that much potential of a quarterback that if another school out there is looking like, I like that guy, they're going to come after him. I firmly believe he's one of the best pure throwers
yeah.
I've ever seen. and he's a giant dude. And he's smart.
He made a great throw in practice earlier that I was like, wow, man, who threw that one? I saw 16. I was like, all right. Right? They might have somebody.
Yeah,
there.
So that's the thing is that, but look, you got him this year. You worry about this year. You don't worry about 27 or 28. You worry about the 12 games on the schedule, including which game, Jake?
Murray State.
The Murray State
game. Week one.
That's all that matters.
Joe, before we let you go here, yeah. A little teaser for your show coming up at noon. Titans practice out in Santa Clara. What are you looking forward to the most?
I want to see – it's weird because I don't know how many 49ers are going to practice.
Right. We were going through their skill position players. They might be missing four wide receivers, George Kittle, Christian McCaffrey. It might be all backups out there for the most part on offense.
Right. So if you're Jeffrey Simmons, just whip all their ass. I mean, just you take them all down. Right. So I want to see complete domination on the defensive line. That's what I want. That's your strong suit.
Yeah.
And you know Robert Saleh. He loves Shanahan. He loves San Francisco, but he would love to see his front four, because now it's a 4-3, dominate the 49ers today.
Yeah, I would say there's not as many bad feelings with the 49ers as there are with the Jets, but I would say similar right. feeling if he wants to go and beat up on his former team today.
Yeah, and not only that too, but at some point, I mean, if you're the Niners, it's you got a lot of guys. I mean, yeah. I'm keeping guys out. I mean, you got, what, 24, 25
yeah,
guys?
It's crazy. I mean, there was talk about whether they would even be able to do the practice today. So we will see. It seems to be on coming up at noon. So
we'll see. And I like Saleh because he's honest. If practice isn't good, he's going to tell you.
Right.
If practice is great, he's going to tell you. So we'll get an honest assessment of his football team by Robert Saleh, who I'm a huge fan of.
And make sure you stay tuned for the Chase and Big Joe show at noon. They'll
there you
have
go,
all
baby.
Your reaction to everything going on out there in Santa Clara. Big Joe, thanks for coming on.
Appreciate you, Bubba.
We'll take a quick break. When we come back, we'll be joined by MTSU Athletic Director Chris Massaro, Jake Lyman, Nick Frazier, Connor Newt, next man up, 102.5 The Game.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.